Believing God is Pleased with Us by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Luke 3:22. Floating around in the pool on a 100-plus degree summer day, it was a sweet, unexpected moment when a white dove and his companion landed in the waterfall fountain for a drink. After taking several drinks and splashing around in the water, the pair flew over me as they left. It was such a lovely moment, one that turned my thoughts to Luke 3:22, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Often, we read passages like this, and it's easy to think, well, of course, it was Jesus God was talking about, so how could he not be pleased with him? Yet, we usually don't believe God feels the same way about us. We tend to think he is looking at us in a critical way, seeing our weaknesses and failings, rather than believing how Scripture says he sees us. Once we accept Jesus as our Savior, everything God sees in him, he now sees in us too. Colossians 3:3 explains, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Likewise, Galatians 2:20 states, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." When we accept God's gift of salvation, we too become his loved sons and daughters. Like Ephesians 4:24 describes, we put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. In Christ, we become God's beloved children, in whom he is well pleased. Still, it's a hard concept for many of us to grasp, for us to believe God sees us this way. So sometimes he helps us to understand in ways it's easier for us to comprehend. For example, my daughters and I have fun playing a karaoke video game called Sing It. In it, each player creates a virtual character, chooses a song and virtual venue, and sings to a virtual crowd. Singing into a microphone, performing scores add up. As a player excels, they are rewarded on screen with a radiant glow surrounding their character, along with music notes flowing from the microphone. One night, in a dream, I was on the Sing It stage and surrounded by a soft glowing light with music notes flowing from my microphone. In waking up, I sensed God assuring me of his pleasure in me in a way that I understood, turning my thoughts to 1 John 3:1. "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.